Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
It's Puck, the Doom Trickster. You're not going to remember me.
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
Wind Shear, full of hot air and out of time.
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 18, White Elephant, Issue 3, The World That Could Be. On the cover, our young heroes stand at the bottom of an impossibly tall gilded tower, topped by an enormous crystal ball filled with swirling, stormy energy. Although our heroes stand together in a clearing, the city around them is filled with a chaotic crowd of panicking people. Down in the corner is a special glossy sticker of the Falcon logo, wreathed in flames. Embossed letters proclaim that this issue is part of the Falcon Down event.
We last left our heroes after they had fought against Meathead and effectively demolished him. He lies unconscious on the ground, having just undergone an emotional turmoil, and is unconscious.
And a giant rock.
And the stone head of the Striped Eagle statue, which was dropped on his head by a very powerful Sokotoa. We also got a vision of our potential villain, a woman with long dark hair and a red dress, long dark fingernails and green eyes, proclaiming that she has the key to their powers. And we also know that she's in a red, lavish room, pretty upscale looking. And as this vision of her dissipates, we zoom in on the chaos that is happening in Center City. All of its residents have either changed powers, lost powers, or just been otherwise scared out of their minds. And everyone is a little off balance.
Puck is more off balance.
Puck is also drunk. Puck is a drunk snake man.
He is, okay, he's drunk.
Yeah. So, what are you guys going to do?
Windshear, who has like a little editor's note, no wind power, emotional control, power negation, but he doesn't know it. And he like claps his hands together and goes, okay, team, well, how are we doing this? I'm guessing it's a stretch to ask if anyone recognizes that room.
Actually, I've been reading the files.
So there's an editor's note for Alina. Underneath it says, has lost the telekinetic powers and has no powers right now.
And so I'm going to roll with Superior. And on a hit.
And you got an 11.
Tell the team one important thing that I've learned from my studies. And on a 10 plus, I can ask a follow-up question. All right, there are a few entities on this planet that can do this kind of thing. I think it may be, I don't know if she ever was named in any of the books. I think the asset just called her the fortune teller. I don't know, it just seems like she likes to play games. I think if this is her, we need to find her. And if we destroy the source of her power, and if we do that, she disappears.
Fantastic. Do you know where to find her?
No. Well, hey, GM, where do we find her?
You also know, because you're pretty up on all the developments in the city. You pay attention. There is a new high-rise luxury apartment building that has just gone up in the block. It's real new, and it's touted as like the most luxury of all apartments. Like probably Jack Chance lives there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fancy.
She also enjoys living in the lap of luxury as well. Okay, so I think the other thing that I know about her is that she goes out in style.
Okay.
So, like, you know, she doesn't spare any expense. She's always goes first class. Does anybody know of, like, any new hotels that have opened? Or like, is there some sort of spa convention in town?
I applied for a construction job over in the block. They were building some ritzy apartment place or something like that. Didn't get it. Still job searching.
Great. Let's check it out.
And Windshear takes a running jump and lands and tries to play it off.
There's been a lot of jumping going on this afternoon.
I have a question about this. So we saw like a vision of her. Was that?
It was like a projection.
A projection. Okay. So it wasn't like an opening, like a portal or something like that.
No.
Okay. I was going to ask if I could smell her through it. And then try to use that scent. I mean,
that is not a bad question because the smoke and everything does originate from her. So I'm sure that you can.
So maybe even just the projection of her powers had a scent to it.
Even the smoke does.
Can I still smell it or try to use it to track it?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, we know generally the right direction.
Yeah, but sure. I'm down. I would say that's unleashing your powers.
Yeah.
Because that's your nose.
Extending your senses.
Yes.
4, 5, 6, seven, eight, and then I think I still have to remove my conditions because I think
yes.
I've only
yes.
So
you do.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Five. Okay, so go ahead and mark potential. You kind of slither up toward the smoke where it had dissipated, and you start sniffing around, and you slither up to the dissipating smoke, and you take a deep whiff in, not realizing that this is ash and smoke, and you immediately start choking on the toxic fumes that you've just ingested to your hypersensitive system.
Yeah, which probably has the effect of sobering me up a little bit.
Probably a little bit, but you're also choking on the ground.
Hey, kids, don't inhale fumes in order to prevent yourself from being drunk.
Frequency, Sokotoa, how's it going over there?
Can you make all of us fly?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that probably. Let's take the subway.
Can you make us... If we're going to fly, can we fly close to the ground? I don't feel so good.
You don't have super strength. You have gravity manipulation. Where are you guys going?
Subway to the block.
Subway to the block.
Subway to the block.
Yeah, I'm just following somebody.
I've got my arm around.
You have your arm around him, and his skin starts to clear up.
No, it starts to shed. Like
yeah.
A snake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it starts to shed, but underneath is flesh.
Yeah. Yeah.
John. John.
This feels.
Oh, come on.
Real weird, guys. Real weird. Real.
Stop leaning on me. Stop. Okay. Can you stand? Can you stand?
I'm good.
And they're off, and like Windshear has his hands up in the air. Yeah.
But where he was touching you has sloughed off. That arm has like shedded its skin. And for a second, you see your flesh again. And then it starts to grow fresh, bright green, scaly scales. Oh. But they look real nice.
We were so close.
No, wait, we can do this.
You can heal people.
All right.
Can you heal me? Ramon, can you heal me? Ramon, can you heal me, please?
And Windshear just like goes to John and just like embraces him.
And he's sliding
and
right
like,
out.
It starts, like, sliding off. And he's like moving his arms, trying to like make sure he's getting it all off.
Ew. But
John is like one of the wacky waving.
You kind of slough it off an arm, and then you try to like get it off his body, and you just wrap yourself around his body, and you hold on, and all the skin just sloughs off, and you just drop to the ground holding a pile of dead skin around his
ankle.
And John
just, for a moment, looks like a kid wearing shorts and no shirt.
Yes.
And he's very pink and raw. And then as soon as, I guess, we stop making physical contact, the skin starts to...
The bright green skin, scales come back.
There definitely was a panel that had Ramon, like, with his arms wrapped around John's stomach with his head against his bare chest.
Yeah, it was sweet.
And then just kind of like sliding down with the skin and being in like a pile of gross snake skin as the snake skin comes back.
Yeah. John is just going to be like, it's okay. We all are just, we're adjusting. Maybe you haven't gotten the hang of your healing powers yet.
Yeah, yeah. If anyone gets hurt, just let me know. I'll help you out.
Before we get there, I do want, Frequency walks over. Ben just sort of steps over this pile of skin. It's like, well, that's gross. John, did you lose your phone?
There was a moment right when I changed and everything was very bright, and then there was a bright color and I couldn't take it and I threw my phone. Yeah, it's okay. I'll get another one.
It's okay. It was probably the chartreuse alert.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that color was.
Yeah. I don't know why I picked that one. Here, I've got at least spare comms for you. So at least if anything happens, we can stay in touch.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you're doing all this on the subway platform, like just having a conversation. And the train comes pulling up to the platform, opens its doors, and you enter?
Yep. Yeah.
But we have to let the people off first. That's the polite thing to do.
Rude.
Yeah. Someone goes to, and Winshaw goes, hey, citizen, wait.
And he touches your arm, and his hand starts to branch out into viney, spider webby things all over your arm.
No.
No, it doesn't. I focus my energy on his hand, and I'm healing his hand.
Oh my God, I'm cured. And he runs away thrilled. He's going to go find his wife. And
you're getting
the healing powers. I'm getting this. This is amazing.
So you guys get on the train. Train doors close.
Shoop. Train doors closed.
And we hear, we get a panel of that next bright stop, white subway lighting and the awkwardness of being in a subway car close to people that you can smell their things and hear their things. And
except,
you're really close to them.
Except now we're hearing their new things and smelling their new things.
Yes, correct.
I have Isaac in my hands, FYI. He doesn't like the subway, so I'm trying to hold him and comfort him while we're on it.
I want to have a moment when we're on the subway where John sits down next to Alina. And it's just like, hey, I feel like I owe you an apology. I was rude to you earlier, and I said some things, and I was being a snake. Sorry.
No frets, friend.
I'm
we're gonna get through this all together.
Did you get any cool new powers?
I don't feel any new powers. In fact, I don't have my telekinesis anymore. I just am positive this is all gonna work out great.
Well,
isn't that weird?
I guess, yeah. I feel really like a monster, but
you're not a monster.
I mean, look at me.
You're a ugly, hideous snake person. That's very useful.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Positive Alina sounds a lot like hi, Alina.
Touch me.
And he's gonna scoot back over. There's probably a moment where he's about to put his arm around her, and then he's like, no, it's not the time. Sorry, John.
And the door is staying open, and the subway says,
all right, let's do this. And Winshear strides out, and people are trying to push in at the same time, and he's like, come on. Why are you like this? Why is this city like this?
And somebody who had formerly been covered in flowers, you walk into them and the flowers just fall off of them and they molt temporarily.
Ooh, sorry. Be safe out there.
And they're just like, what happened? And then they start to grow new little green buds as you walk away. So you guys are going to go up the subway stairs and into the block. The block is akin to the downtown Manhattan, or it's a very ritzy, nice, clean buildings, lots of mirrored surfaces, fountains, topiaries, nice. And you see the new construction building and it's got new construction tape around it, but you can see that the entrance is open and there's a big now renting sign on the side of the building. What do you do?
I am scoping out the place. I'm going to use my move, my newly acquired move, straight up creeping.
Nice.
Nice.
6 plus mundane, which is 1, so I have a 7.
I get to ask one question. What is my best way in/out?
Your best way in is very likely to just walk in like you know what you're doing. the security guard is otherwise
occupied
with his own issues.
He thinks he can control time, but
he does.
It's actually just that he's blinking very slowly.
He's gotten much slower. Yes, he's just, you see him in the corner and he's like opening and closing his fingers real slow, and you're like, you could walk past him, he wouldn't even notice because you're so fast.
It's a reversed speedster.
Yeah. Oh my yeah. God. He just got real slow.
As Windshear is walking in, he is still wearing approximately 2/3 of a superhero costume that has been ripped to shreds, and he's like bleeding from his face.
Guys, I don't think we're going to have any trouble with security. Why don't we,
even with, I'm not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a shirt either.
We get a panel of all five of you walking in, just like confident hero stance. You guys are figuring this shit out. We've got a better idea of what's going on. You're pretty sure you're in the right place. And in the background, we just see this guy with his, like, he's just like looking at his fingers, and then he looks down at his feet and he's like, whoa, there's like a big textbook double. And you guys walk straight into the elevator. Where are you going?
Penthouse.
Hey, okay.
Well, I mean, that's where I would go if I was going fancy.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was gonna see.
Should we?
Oh, I'm sorry. Your powers. Sorry. And he's looking at Frequency like, oh, geez, I accidentally almost brought up that Frequency could use his tech powers.
See y'all pile in the elevator and the doors close. Where are you going?
We get into the elevator. Ooh. And we're like, shit, you need a key to get to the penthouse. Mm. And I'm like, oh, man, if she's anywhere, I bet she's in the penthouse.
I mean, this is going to sound dumb, but let me just try what I usually do here.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, like,
part of
cannonball powers.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Oh.
I just raised my hand up to like the spot on the buttons, like where the button would be. I'm sure there's something they can like hold up to it and does it. I just kind of sit there and concentrate it and try activating that.
And I'm going to say this is something you could easily do because
I can
you've done shit like this all the time.
Yeah.
So it dings and says, penthouse key approved. Welcome.
Okay.
Maybe some of those powers that stick around. Cool.
All right. That's different.
Maybe there's someone in the city who has exactly the same powers as you.
You hear the 13 dings. Ding, nice. Ding, ding. And you get to the 13th floor and the doors open to a long red hallway.
Think we got the place.
Yeah, this looks like the right place.
What do you do?
Sokotoa goes in front. He feels like he is now in a position where he can protect people better than he ever has before. So he doesn't want to let anybody else get hurt. He wants to be the first person.
Okay.
John will be second.
Ooh, okay.
He's feeling snaky.
Okay. So I'm going to say right now that we should be assembling our team.
Cool. Yeah.
So let's go through dem sweet team moves.
Who's the leader?
It is I, Sokotoa.
If the leader has influence over every other teammate, add a team.
Nope.
No. If everyone has the same purpose in the fight, add another team. What is your purpose in the fight?
Fix things.
Is it kick our ass or fix things?
Yeah, fix things.
Fix things. Everybody feel good about this?
Yeah.
I got it. If any team member mistrusts the leader or the team, remove a team.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm a little worried about Puck.
I'm so
I don't know if I mistrust you. Yeah.
If the team is ill-prepared or off-balance, remove a team.
Oh.
I think we're all prepared or off balance.
I think so too. Yeah. So you have two team going into this. So you're in a big, long red hallway. It's got lavish, like soft red plush walls. It's real creepy. There's some dead, like dried flowers in vases on the walls. And there are three doors. We've got one all the way down the left side of the hallway, like at the end of the hallway. And one next to the elevator where you just came out, and one at the other end on the right end of the hallway. Where would you like to go?
Are they like hotel room, like they have a key card locked doors, or are they like this whole floor is the suite, we could just open them doors?
This is an apartment. You're in somebody's home. Okay. So they're not key card locks.
Windshear goes to one of the vases of dead flowers and just reaches out and touches the flowers like really delicately. With just like a really serene look on his face, and nothing happens.
No.
And he just like pulls back a little bit and just looks really sad.
All right. Anybody else?
John's going to open one of the doors. The one that's right by the elevator.
The one that you open it up and there it is a broom closet.
Yes.
Yes. And a mop falls out and hits you right in the head.
Yep. He's going to grab that.
Yeah.
This is what I was looking for. We're good.
Is there another one of those in there?
He's going to throw you the mop.
I'll catch the mop.
I'll grab another one out.
Yeah. Do you find a broom or something in there? Yeah, for sure.
Yep. And I'm going to close the door. Good. We checked that.
Good. You've got now the far left and the far right doors. Anybody?
So Sokotoa is going to very carefully open the left door and put Isaac down and have him do some recon.
Okay, so Isaac is going to run in the room.
Not run in. He's going to like go in kind of stealthy, look around.
Okay.
He's got like he's got one of those like little camera things.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a camera. Yeah, I was like, what's he going to do? Come back out and go...
Exactly.
I rigged up a GoPro Hero.
Yeah.
Okay, so he,
yeah, it's a go he,
has a, he has a camera. You open the door, and he starts to inch his way into the room. And immediately upon entering the room, he sees a lot of candles and an altar. And there's curtains drawn on the left side of the left room. All the way on the side of the room, there's these closed curtains. And does your camera have speakers or a mic?
No.
No.
I can talk to him, but he doesn't speak English, so there's no...
Right. So he sees curtains drawn and some smoke pouring out from under the curtains. And he's going to get scared and run back to you because this is too much.
Okay. Can I...
Were we all like huddled around... to see that
the cam,
yeah, it's probably like on like one of our,
it's on all
communicator
of
phones,
it's probably on
thing,
all of
yeah.
them. I'd share it with
I'm
everybody.
Looking on somebody else's.
So can I assess the situation, or is that it's already been fairly assessed with what we can see?
You can assess if you'd like.
I got an 8.
What conditions do you have marked?
Oh wait,
just in case. I don't know.
No, I made it. Yeah, I'm good.
An 8.
It's an 8.
Okay, so on 7 to 9, ask one and take plus one forward while acting on the answers.
How could we best end this quickly? Like, assuming she's behind the curtain thing.
You need to smash the crystal ball.
So, like, so the end of this quickly would be getting in and just doing that right from the start.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, our plan, run in, crash some stuff, and this.
Maybe we could use a distraction.
I could maybe make her feel things, but...
Whoa. I think maybe we should consider...
No, not like that. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
No, never mind.
It just...
I mean, I'm married. And, like, this is like a scary demon lady who flies up in clouds, okay? Like.
What if maybe we use your powers a different way? What if we knock on the door and she opens it and there's just a pile of skin there?
I'm very ready to knock on this door.
Okay. So, are you watching closely when you mislead, distract, or trick someone? Roll plus superior.
So you guys are knocking on the door, or is this move happening before the knock?
I think it's all in one go.
Okay.
Yeah. So like we get there's Windshear and John, or Ramon and John. Ramon just like rubbing John's arms and chest and getting a bunch of skin off him, and then just sloshing it onto the floor.
And John will knock. Actually, could it just be like that it stands upright and I just like slither back out of it without work? Like, was that?
Sure.
I love this.
Yeah. I need a roll though. So that's ridiculous.
So we make a snake man.
And are you guys just hiding in the hallway?
Yes. We're on like either side of the door.
Okay.
And I rolled an 11 minus one. Still 10.
Still 10. So on a 10 plus, how'd that work?
I choose 3.
Okay.
Between get an opportunity, expose a weakness or flaw, confuse them for some time, or avoid further entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to choose get an opportunity, expose a weakness or flaw, and confuse them for some time.
Great.
So my thinking is like weakness or flaw, maybe getting eyes on that crystal ball.
So the door opens, and it's not the lady you thought it was going to be. It is, there's an editor's note, this is Bonebreaker. She's the sister of Meathead. She big. She big bulgy muscles, and she's a little bit smarter. She doesn't have a gun, but she does have the same sort of rageish attitude. She's going to open the door, see the pile of dead skin, and squeal like a little girl. This is disgusting. She is icked out, and while she's freaking out, she trips over the curtain that is hiding something, and you see a flash of crystal behind it, and she falls on the floor.
I want to dive into the room.
Okay.
In like that moment of her not paying attention.
All right.
Or dive and roll and like slither off to one side.
All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'll pile in.
Okay.
Go, go, go.
So I think, if everyone else is going to try to get into this room, then I don't want to do that. I want to go in last and confront her.
I'm going to stay in the hallway because I want to kind of guard the door, make sure nobody else comes in or anything.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to dive in.
Yeah, Windshear's going to run in there too.
Yeah.
And
frequency's in.
Once Bonebreaker notices that a pile of teenagers just poured into the inner sanctum of her mistress's home, she's upset. So she's going to get up and grab at the closest person to her. Who was the first person in, technically? I think it was Frequency.
I was probably the closest because my intention was to go in and like face off with her.
Okay. So she's going to grab at the closest person to her and she's going to grab hold of the tail you didn't realize you had. Ugh. and pull. And she's, come here, you!
And I think that I'm going to turn around and I've got like these crazy like yellow snake eyes and they just like expand wide and I sort of puff myself up and I maybe even have a little bit of like a snaky like
a cobra hood.
Mm-hmm. And it flares out and I'm just gonna like look at her and I'm not like she's huge and I'm kind of just this small kid still with the snake skin and I'm just gonna be like, today is not a good day for this lady. I'm a snake and I'm terrifying and you don't want to mess with me. And I'm just going to make terrifying eye contact and I have a move that.
Yeah, give me. Give it.
When I'm just accepting that I'm a monster and I'm being the monster and I'm frightening, intimidating, or cowing others with my monstrous form, I roll plus freak.
All right.
Yes. And a six. So a five and a six. And so 11. So on a hit, they are thrown off and make themselves vulnerable to you, or they flee. On a 10 plus, choose one. I can either choose to frighten someone I had not intended to, hurt someone or break something I shouldn't have, or feel more like a monster afterward, mark a condition.
I feel like there's a really easy one here. But you pick.
I think I'm going to feel more like a monster afterward in marking condition.
Okay.
So you can choose between hopeless or insecure.
I'm going to say insecure because you're going to make this severe eye contact with you and you have exposed her one weakness. She is deathly afraid of snakes. And this is like her worst nightmare. There is a snake person talking to her with a hood up and she's touching it. And she's going to like all of a sudden become very aware of your scales under her hand and your freaky eyes. And she's just going to scream. She's going to be like, no, no, no. And she's going to grab the sides of her head and start like shaking and have like a mini panic attack in the corner.
And I'm not breaking eye contact with her.
Yeah. Yeah. You're definitely getting all up in her space and she's trying so hard to get away from her. She ends up like kind of cowering in a corner, holding her head, going, no, 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 not again, not again. Yeah, what's everybody else doing? You're in a big red room with two pulled curtains with some smoke coming out of it. It looks very much like John has Bonebreaker kind of handled for the moment.
Yeah, I'm army crawling to the
Yeah, you are.
The curtain.
Yeah, I think we're going to pull those curtains open.
Who gets to the curtains first?
I do.
Yeah, and what do you do?
I try to quickly through them without disturbing the light too much.
Do you want her to know that you're there, or you're trying to do it?
I'm trying to stealth.
Sneaky. Okay. I think I'm going to just call it unleashing your powers. And this is an Alina power. This is training. This mm-hmm. is something that you have before. So this wouldn't be minus anything. This is just your training.
Quick okay. reflexes could come in too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I think for this, I think it makes sense that Alina would have done this regardless.
Not very well, though.
Ooh.
Six.
A six? Yeah. Does anybody want to help Alina bring that to a seven? You have two team.
As you're like crawling in, I could tell you're about to like disturb one of the other curtain. Like you're trying to just move one, but you're gonna brush past the other one a bit. But I've still got like if I've got my powers, I can do illusions, so I can at least like quickly project up an illusion of the curtain. So the light may change, but if you look at the curtain, it doesn't look like the curtain's moving at all.
Awesome. So that does bring you to seven.
I'm gonna. Mark insecure.
She looks up because she hears kind of the kerfuffle outside, but it appears that her sanctum has remained untouched. What do you do once you're inside?
Start peeping for that.
Oh, it's right on the table. You can see it. It's right in front of her.
How do I get it? Let's see.
What are the boys doing?
I was keeping watch, but if everybody's in there and the crystal ball's in there, I'm gonna follow in behind.
Okay.
So I'm gonna come into the room with them and go by the ball and realize that this probably gave me these powers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really conflicted about what I want to do about that.
Yeah.
Because this has been kind of fun.
So in this moment, we see like a look of concentration and confusion on Sokotoa's face. Like, and we see two thought bubbles. On one side, it's him levitating and it's cool as hell. And on the other side, it's the scene at the very beginning of this volume with the balls all over the floor and him tripping over it and like accidentally saving someone. And it's like, these two things are clearly not equal and one is preferable. And it's hard to decide to lose this and go back to the way it was before. We get this, you know, big panel of his face and his contemplation, and we're going to jump back to the corner and see what's going on.
Ramon's going to, like, push past John and just be like, give me a second, and, like, sit down next to Bonebreaker, who is, like, way bigger than him and could wreck him, and just grabs onto her hands because he still thinks he's got healing powers.
Aww.
And he goes, listen. Hold on. Stop crying. It's okay. You got into a bad situation, right? And your fears came at you, but that doesn't mean that you need to let them control you. You can be who you want to be. You can make a better choice today. This isn't what you should be doing, and your bad decisions led you to this moment where you're facing a sinister snake. And like gesturing towards Puck.
Yeah, that's me.
And goes like, just get out of here and make a better life. You can do a better life.
So now I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you comforting, supporting, unleashing your powers, or using your speech thing?
I was trying to provoke her to leave, but I can see how it could be any of those things. If I'm provoking her to leave, then I do get to use White Knight.
Or, what's White Knight?
When you give a speech on morality and heroism, you can provoke someone with superior instead of...
Go ahead and use okay. that. Yep, go ahead.
I rolled a 5. It's +2 for savior and -2 for angry.
Cool, so you rolled a 5. She is going to hear you, but she is not about to take kind words from people who just busted into her lady's home and made her cower in the corner. And in that time, she was able to focus on your face enough to kind of shake off the discomfort of the snake man. And she's going to haul back and punch you in the face.
Yeah, fair.
This ain't going to be at full Bonebreaker strength because you have power negation.
Oh, true.
But this is still going to hurt. So yeah. This is still a powerful blow.
Can I defend him?
You can.
I want to defend him.
Yeah, sure.
Because I've been watching her this whole time.
Yeah, go ahead
and
roll to defend.
And so I see this attack coming first.
Mm-hmm. Plus savior.
And I have... I'm weirdly flexible, so I'm going to weirdly flexible my way into this blow.
Seven. Okay, still. On a 7 to 9, it costs you expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
I guess I'll just expose myself to danger. I'm in a clear condition. I'm in a clear guilty. I don't feel guilty anymore.
Okay.
I took a punch for him.
I feel like that's good. Clear guilty and something else.
Yeah, too. you're going to get punched in the face, so that's still a powerful blow.
And I'm actually going to give you influence right now.
Okay.
Aw. Fresh.
I have influence over both adult and kid Windshear.
Aw.
So I take a powerful blow.
Yeah, powerful blow. Plus conditions marked.
Which is 3. 11.
11. On a 10 plus, choose one. You must remove yourself from the situation. You lose control of your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7 to 9 list.
I'm going to choose that I lose control of my powers in a terrible way. So awesome. What weird flexible thing do I do?
You are going to go full on snake. Your arms and legs are going to retract into your body. You are going to hit the floor hard because you're still a pretty darn big snake.
Yeah.
And you are going to slither out into the hallway.
Yeah.
Because Snake Boy ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah, I just got hit.
Yeah, you just got hit. It hurt. And you have retracted into your full snake form.
So does that mean he slithers out of his clothes?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So there's a pair of pants on the floor.
You have lost control in a terrible way.
This is going to get real weird if we come back.
It's terrible. So you're going to slither out into the hallway. Yeah. You out. So Windshear, you're sitting there like, what the fuck just happened? Snake tried to defend me. Now full snake runway. But she's still pretty angry, and the snake is now gone. So her distraction is no longer. I'm going to leave you with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, while she's looking at you in a full-on rage. Alina, how's it going in there?
I'm inching closer and closer towards the crystal ball.
And she still hasn't noticed?
I'm trying to whisper and ask my teammate Frequency.
Hey, can I get a distraction, like any distraction?
I mean, I think I can get you a real good one.
What are you going to do?
I was just going to rip the curtains open and be like, hey!
Cool. Do you do that?
Yeah. So I rip the curtains open. The illusion isn't there anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I just go, hey! Everybody got some sweet new powers. But me.
And she looks up. She looks up from her crystal ball. And she says, oh, well, I'm so sorry about that. Here, take mine. And she hits you with a bolt of lightning.
Oh!
So that's a powerful blow.
Okay.
Yeah.
6.
6, okay.
Nice. Yeah. 5 plus 1 condition marked. So 6.
On a miss, you stand strong, mark potential as normal, and say how you weather the blow.
So I'm sure there's something around here that I can do, and I just need your help. I'm going to like move something in the room, something metal that I can move. That like it, the electricity is going to arc to that instead.
Ooh, yeah.
You're
going to conduct it.
So I'm going to like, yeah.
There's the curtains.
The curtain. Right? Yeah, perfect. That's perfect. So just as I ripped open the curtains, they like fell down. So I'm just holding the curtain rod. And so I just like hold the curtain rod out in front of me. Mm-hmm. And the electricity just sort of arcs over towards that. And instead it's like running down the rod and I'm like channeling it into my arm.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, cool. And she's baffled. That was just not what she expected, and she's definitely caught off guard. I would say that you've made an opportunity.
Okay.
Okay. So I grab the crystal ball,
mm-hmm.
and in true Alina form, I throw it out the window.
She's paying attention to the fact that he's conducting her electricity in a way that she had not seen coming. And out of the corner of her eye, she's going to see the ball as it's being moved in front of her, but doesn't react quick enough to grab it from you. And you're headed towards the window.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to lunge at you.
I mean, I'm going to juke.
Yeah. Okay.
So is that unleashing my powers because I have reflexes?
I guess so. Yeah.
9 plus 1 freak.
So it's a 10. Tell me about this. Tell me what happens.
Okay.
So she lunges at you and she's like, no.
And so I've got, I'm going to do a Heisman.
Nice.
And sort of sidestep her and watch as she sort of falls.
flat with a dive.
Mm-hmm.
And I just continue running towards the window.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to make it to the window. You throwing that shit out?
Yeah.
So we get a full page spread like of this. The ball goes out the window and begins to fall the 13 stories. In this time, we have like a recap of the position of our heroes. We have a snake, a big ass snake in the hallway.
He's curled up.
He's upset. Sad snake in the hallway. We have Windshear in the corner. Getting severely beat up by Bonebreaker. I forgot she was.
No, yeah, she is destroyed.
Yeah, she messing him up. Right? We have Alina watching the crystal ball fall with a look of satisfaction on her face. We have Frequency just did a badass like electric conduit thing.
Yeah, holding a sparking curtain rod.
Yeah, it's really cool. And Sokotoa.
I've been watching this go on with Alina. Uh-huh. And I'd like to use a burn.
Okay.
To hold the ball from falling.
So you're going to use that burn to snatch that ball?
Yeah. I'm not going to bring it back in. I'm just going to hold it.
Right there?
I know exactly who to turn to.
Yeah. Everybody's sort of, except for the giant ass snake that's cowardly in the hallway. Everybody sort of just turns and looks at Sokotoa.
Dude, what the hell?
You think it's easy for me to have a taste of what you guys have all the time and like just let that go willingly?
The city is in chaos. No one knows what to do with themselves. People are getting hurt. I can't believe that you would put yourself and how you feel before every single person in this city. I guess you're just not the hero I thought you were.
Ooh. Whoa. She says, you're not the hero that I thought you were. Meanwhile, Fortune Teller is clawing her way towards the window and she's going to try to get that ball. So if it don't move soon, she's going to figure out a way to get it back to her.
So I'm going to jump out the window. And I'm gonna, I know, I'm gonna jump out the window, catch the ball, and go to the ground with it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna say, if I have to lose these powers, then I'm gonna do it the old-fashioned way. And I'm gonna take this ball and I'm gonna huck it right at the side of the building.
And it's not only going to hit the building, it's going to hit the building square in its like gorgeous, lavish stained glass window that they just had installed right in the middle. And it's going to not only shatter the window, but shatter the ball. And as this happens, a few things occur. Everyone freezes. The air goes cold. The clouds gather and everyone feels a little sick. In this moment, we see all of the different various powers lift out of the bodies that they were just inhabiting, except for Frequency, who's just sort of watching. And the powers swirl around in the air and fly a million different directions. And we see a big ball of energy hit Alina, and a big ball of energy hit Windshear. And a big ball of energy hit the snake, which starts to grow arms and legs and lose some scales. And
definitely throwing up. Yeah. as all the alcohol continues to hit him.
He turns into a naked dude throwing up on the floor. Frequency is just watching. And we see Sokotoa on the ground, having just destroyed this and knowing that he's about to lose his powers.
My eyes are purple for a moment. Uh-huh. And then you can just see them return slowly to like a normal color.
Uh-huh.
And I just like, I collapse. Like I feel very weak all of a sudden. So I just kind of collapse after they leave.
So the power beams enter their targets and everybody collapses to the ground.
I grab a curtain and run it over to John.
I grab it and pull it around myself.
Windshear's like right, like his hair is being held by Bonebreaker still, and like his face is just he has been destroyed. There is a Windshear face shaped hole in the side of the wall. Oh,
yeah. She, I should also say, Bonebreaker has also lost those powers. She has reverted back to her previous
Oh, then I'm going to feel real bad about what I'm about to do.
She has fangs and little baby bat wings coming out of her back. She's like half bat. She's a transformed.
There's like a moment where like they're like she still has him by the hair, and he just says, "Bad news. I feel better than I've felt all day." And he just headbutts her with like full air power coming through with it.
And she's not very big now, so she just gets knocked out.
And he kind of goes like, "Yeah, did it. I did it." And he stands up and starts just like cracking his shoulders and trying to fix himself.
Alina.
Oh, well, I was going to help you out there.
You still have a fortune teller lady to deal with. She's sort of traumatized. She's kind of leaning over the ledge of the window watching what happened. And she's now lost all of her ability to really fight. So you have an opportunity because she's in emotional turmoil.
I radio in to the asset and I say, "Hey, hopefully you're 90% be free by now. Can you head over to the block? We've got a pickup."
"Yeah, on my way." And we get a little like mini panel within a panel of the asset. And he's got just dead bees all over the floor.
No!
And he's like kicking them out of the way like, "Oh, yeah, no. I'll be right there."
He was going to start a hive. We were going to have fresh honey. "All right, lady, you have the right to remain crazy. Anything you say or do just is insane.
Don't do or say anything.
You all have no idea what you've done. You have no idea the world that could have been." And she's just like manically crying and making up all kinds of things. And the asset pulls the helicopter out in front of the building, and you guys just step out into the helicopter through the broken window. Are you taking Bonebreaker with you?
Probably should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you walk onto the helicopter, and everybody sort of just acknowledging what you've just been through. And Sokotoa looks a little sad.
Yeah, I want to... I don't know where we're seated, but I'm going to walk over to Alina, and I'm really sorry for the way I acted, but I mean, you know what it's like now not to have powers and try to do these things that everyone else just kind of can take for granted in this little world we have.
Yeah, I know what it's like to not use your powers. Not to have powers to use. Yeah. I've known what that felt like for a while. I wasn't able to use my powers. That's why you train. I understand what you were going through, I think. I mean, to an extent. But I don't think I can trust you. Not now. We'll drop you off before we get back to the base.
And we're going to get a panel of the Kahananui house and Kalino stepping off the helicopter and waiting outside the door to watch the helicopter leave. And we get a panel of Alina's face in the door as it closes of resolve. She's made her decision and the door shuts. And we get a picture of Kalino standing in front of his house.
I take Isaac out of the bag, and I walk into the front door and say to him, "Bud, I think it's just going to be you and me for a while."
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This episode was emceed by me, Elspeth Denman, and I can be found on Twitter at @thecatonthewall. Puck is played by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at @andthemeltdowns. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at @_Starkey_. Windshear is played by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at @DrCaptainCobalt. Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter at HerlockHolmes1. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.